What's up? Natalia here, and this is Hi Natalia, where we talk about building your business and your fortune in this new digital era. This episode was originally recorded as a YouTube video, which you can check out at youtube.com/Natalia Ray. Now let's get into it. How to manage your money in an online business is one of the most important things you have to learn as a beginner business owner or an entrepreneur. When I first started making money in my online business, I had no idea how to manage my money as a new entrepreneur. And because of that, not only did I get into a lot of trouble, but I also wasn't able to actually keep any of the money that I earned. What I learned from that experience is that learning how to manage your money as a new entrepreneur is just as important as learning how to make money as a new entrepreneur. So in this video, I'm going to share with you 4 money management tips for entrepreneurs that I wish somebody shared with me when I first started. These tips will help you to, number one, stop being afraid of money so that you can handle it once you start earning more. Number two, feel a sense of security about your money so that you will not develop any kind of anxiety that might hold you back and prevent you from actually reaching where you're meant to reach and becoming the high earner you're meant to become. And number three, it will help you to actually start accumulating wealth. Right? Because at some point in your business, you're gonna wanna stop working. And accumulating true wealth is the thing that will help you to do that. And in order to accumulate wealth, you first have to start learning how to manage money. So with that being said, let's get into it. Here's how to manage your money in an online business. Tip number one on how to manage your money in an online business is to separate your personal account from your business account. Meaning, the second that you want to start a business, the first thing you do once you have your LLC or whatever that might be, is you want to open a separate bank account just for your business. Through that account, everything related to business will happen. All of the revenue that you will make goes into that account. Every expense that your business has goes out of that account, right? What this will allow you to do is to develop a very, very healthy set of money management habits that will allow you to continuously feel safe, secure, and organized as your business grows. And this is crucial for your future success. Tip number two on how to manage your money in an online business is to pay yourself a salary, right? I want you to start viewing yourself as an employee within your business so that you will get a better sense of exactly how your business is doing, right? One of the biggest mistakes that so many entrepreneurs make is that they actually take away all of their business's revenue into their own personal account and start doing whatever the heck they want with it, living the life, buying cars, or whatever that means. And what this causes them to do is to actually sabotage their business so that it will end up inevitably getting closed and shut down just because of poor money management. I don't know if you know this, but according to statistics, you know how they say that 9 out of 10 businesses actually fail within the first 10 years? Did you know that the reason for that is not because people don't learn how to make money, it's just because of poor money management and poor cash flow. That's the reason why most businesses fail. So in order to make sure that it doesn't happen to you, the very first healthy habits you have to set is to get yourself a salary and live within your means. Right? However your business can afford to give you, that's how much you can actually spend. Now, in this case, there might be 2 different scenarios for you. The first scenario is that you're still an employee, meaning you actually keep all of the revenue of the business inside the business for future investment. That's a very good first option, very good safe first option. The second option is if you don't have another income source or a job right now, is that all of the business's revenue goes out to you as a salary in the beginning. Both of these are fine. The most important part about this is to developing the habit of seeing yourself as a separate entity from your business and gathering salary which you can live with, meaning not spending beyond your means. Tip number 3 on how to manage your money in an online business is to create a separate account only for taxes, right? So many entrepreneurs actually forget about this crucial step. And once it's tax season, they actually forgot about the fact that they had to save money for taxes. And once you do, if you get to tax season and it's time to pay your taxes and you don't have any cash available for this, you are in trouble. right? Because the one gangster you never want to deal with is the government. And here's how this works. So at the end of every single month or at the end of every 2 weeks, however you like to work, you actually take the portion that's meant for taxes out of the entire income that you generated and you put that into your tax account, right? Now, a cool trick to go about this is to actually open a tax investing account where you're going to be paying your taxes at the end of the year. And there's still a lot of time until there. And this is time where your taxing money will just be laying in your bank account doing nothing. So instead, what you can do is you can open a low risk investment account and invest your taxing money into something that you can easily pull out and that has very regular steady returns, like for example, government bonds. That way, your money will keep growing, it will be safe for tax seasons whenever you have to pull it out, and you, my friend, will have peace of mind knowing that you will not have to deal with the government. Tip number four on how to manage your money in an online business is to start tracking your finances, right? So what I want you to do is at the end of each and every month, I want you to assemble what we like to call a P&L report, meaning a profit and loss report. And this is where you actually list down all of your income streams, all of the places from which you got your revenue, then all of your expenses that you had this month, including your salary, it's also an expense, and see where you end up at the end of each month. And your goal for your business is every single month to increase the revenue and to increase the profit, meaning how much money you end up in your pocket. Just by doing this, you are setting yourself up to become better than 99% of entrepreneurs because you will be fully aware of your finances, feel confident about your finances, and you will not self-sabotage when it comes to earning more because you're confident you can actually deal with the amount of money that you're earning. So I hope this video has been helpful in getting you to first start to understand exactly how to manage your money in an online business as a new entrepreneur. If you have any questions for me, please leave them in the comments below. If you're looking to support this channel, please make sure to subscribe and hit the like button because that's how I get the word out about these videos. I'm gonna see you in the next episode. Until then, yalla bye. Hey, hey, before you go, if you like this podcast, you're going to love my free weekly newsletter, The Digital CEO. Every Saturday morning, you're going to get one useful strategy to help you start and grow a six-figure online lifestyle business that is going to pay you to live the life you really want. Sign up now for free at natalieray.com/newsletter.